This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Phil Cook has become a highlight in the North Carolina music scene since he came to this state from Wisconsin more than a decade ago. He loves collaborating with local musicians, has lent his writing, production, and multi-instrumental skills to countless projects, been touring with His Golden Messenger, has a new track out with Sherlette Ammons, and he recently snagged a gig with the upcoming Eau Claire Festival in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We'll talk in depth about that in a minute. But tonight he takes his talents to the main stage at Raleigh's Artsplosure Festival. It's a free event that promotes imaginative visual art and sound. Phil Cook, great to have you back.
Great to be back again. Thanks, Frank.
Talk about this, some of your latest work. Let's talk about working with Sherlette and that project, how it came about, and what's it all about.
Sherlette is just one of my favorite people that I've met since moving to Durham. She and I have run into each other for years, and we just get along well. So if it starts there, it's the right place. We talked about collaborating for a while. I ended up working on her last record called Language Barrier. And we're like, why do we got to do something that's ours, you know? Yeah. So I just had this riff, and I was like, I don't know, man. I think this might be the thing. So when Art of Cool called me, Cicely called me and said, asked me to play a set. I just called Sherlette right away and said, let's do something for this.
And so, something with Skin and Bone?
Skin and Bone, yes.
Well, let's listen to a new track. This is Phil Cook featuring Sherlette Ammons and Tamisha Wadden on Skin and Bone.
Off some morning dew, the sun forever sets. Shoot, time is for the youth. We age in dinner dates, make plates and hearts break. We should raise a toast. I mean, look at the landscape. But the supper needs a table, and it's hard to love your neighbor. They treat you as three-fifths. That's just like you don't exist. And that riff is so intense. Have you reminiscing and making lists of simple things like wildflowers, scratch vinyl, soul records, or grandmamas, or warm summers, or random days in February, or rent parties, spring harvest, or lazy loving, or lazy evenings. You get my meaning, just to stretch my legs. Raise up my hand to check which way the wind blows, like a compass or an atlas or a tidal wave. So caught vibrations from the static on a passing radio versus urgently searching the currents of a song. When the loudest in power is shouting, build a wall, get up and get involved, the street or city hall. I think about Cabral, and if the winning is easy, then double check my calls. And when the face of supremacy tries to write us off, and if you're searching for meaning between the skin and bone, when I back at the wall, we ain't at this alone. So help me say, come on.
Skin and bone and all we made,
you
know,
up.
Skin and bone and all we made,
you know,
up.
Came from.
Phil Cook, Sherlette Ammons, and Tamisha Wadden, their new track, Skin and Bone. Phil is going to perform tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Artsplosure. the festival's main stage in downtown Raleigh. And of course, that was the recorded edition, Phil. Great song. And, you know, talk about these genealogies and collaborations. Tamisha Wadden, of course, we were just talking about Foreign Exchange, their collaboration with King, and she sings with Fonte on Foreign Exchange, right?
There's an incredible community here.
Yeah.
There just really is. It's great. Tamisha has been singing with her. I've been singing with her for 2 years now. More if you count recording Southland Mission. But I treasure her as a human being, and she can just belt. And there are times when I'm singing with her on stage, and she'll hit a note, and I'll stop singing. Just kind of I'm like, whoa. So good, you know. It's just great, and so I'm honored to have her as a collaborator too, and it just felt right. The vibe in the studio making that song was fun.
Well, hearing this back to back now with King and that conversation talks about the power of R&B, which is a music that goes way back. I think it's essentially political music, however it's played. But when you hear it recontextualized, sometimes straight up R&B, then you hear these electronic elements, obviously political element, overtly political lyrics in Shirlette's spoken word in this thing. I mean, it really is a versatile form that is also very entertaining and at the same time highly political.
It's incredible. It's just incredible.
What about these days for as you know, we think about politics at the national and state level, sublime times for politics, and what does it mean for artists who've always been really on the frontier of political expression in many ways?
Well, you know, I've been spending a lot of time with my family in a little bit different way these days. I've been looking people in the eye a little bit different way these days as an artist. And some of my fellow artists, I think I've been searching for more intersection in my life and broadening the community from which my collaborations kind of stem from. And I think it's a natural element of where we are politically in this country. I just, I think that this city of Durham is incredible, and I'm finding out how many ways that is true every year I live here. And so it's an exciting thing to be a part of, for sure.
Well, listen, I want to get you to play something live for us, if you wouldn't mind, and maybe you could perform one of the tracks off of your newest EP.
Yeah, I made this track. It's I made a record in one day for my friends Charlie and Crystal, who had a little baby. He's three now, but my gift to them was a nap album. I was like, here you go. Got my acoustic guitar out. I wrote and recorded a record in one day, and this is one song off of it. So I didn't intend to release this ever, but I needed something for a tour last year. So I was just like, I'll press some CD copies of the thing.
Feels to me like the nap song might not be the right choice, but we'll be the judge of that. Let's hear it.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'll play it. It'll be good. All right. Thank you.
Saratoga, Phil Cook from his latest EP, Old Highway D.
It's a little nap song.
It did not put me to sleep. It was a wonderful song, and it kept me engaged from beginning to end.
I got my overdrive pedal on just a little bit, you know what I mean?
Sounds pretty good.
Well, agitated sleep.
You're going to be at Artsplosure tonight at 7:30 in Raleigh. Do you want to point that out? But also, this is also part of a manifesto for you in a way about music for children and what it should be and what it shouldn't be. I guess you had some serious thoughts about that.
We live in an age where you can buy a CD for your kid from that time that's like, you know, lullaby versions of Tool and like, you know, Queens of the Stone Age. And it's so funny. I'm just like, just play your kid Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
You know, that's like
good stuff.
It's, you know.
You've been busy also with His Golden Messenger. Tell us about that experience.
We have a national treasure in MC Taylor. He's absolutely one of the greatest songwriters I think we have right now. And the songs that he is writing in this political climate and the record we're about to record, I think is going to resonate really deeply with people.
Well, we will have you on for that. Southland Mission album is what brought you together. Maybe I can get you to sing a song or do a song from Southland Mission.
If you want, Frank.
I do. And I promise to stay awake for the whole thing.
Well, I kind of sing in this one. This will be good. Okay, here we go. This is by my friend from Duluth, Minnesota, named Charlie Parr. It's called 1922. Thank you. Summer couldn't save a cent. I gave all of my money to the government. I don't know quite how it got spent, but the banks are coming for my deed. Yeah, man at the mill can't see, boy. Let me get my feet for free, boy. And ain't that the way it is? Well, I cut out down a gravel road and I traded my stock for a V8 for death, for 10 down on the floorboards and a title on down to me. Yeah, gasoline ain't free, boy. That's wearing out my knee bone. Ain't that the way it is? Yeah. Yeah. St. Paul, and I even met a ma and I met a pa, and a brother told me that he'd bust my jaw if I talked to his sister again, and he told me that I couldn't win, boy, now there's blood running out my chin, and ain't that the way it is? Well, I slept all night out on the barroom floor, and I woke up this morning, my head was sore, and my pockets are empty, but I want some more, and the barman's got my car. Yeah, tab's worth more by far, boy. Now I leave it down at the bar. Now and ain't that the way it is? Job on the family farm. Times are hard here and I can't roam, but I ain't got nothing more. And I owe that company store, boy. This road looking good for sure, boy. Ain't that the way you did? When I worked all summer, couldn't save a cent. I give all of my money to the government. And I don't know quite how we got spent, but the banks are coming for my DA. And at the mill can't see, boy. Let me get my feet for free, boy. Ain't that the way it is?
That is Phil Cook playing a stripped-down version of 1922 from the album Southland Mission. Phil plays tonight, 7:30 at Artsplosure Festival's main stage in downtown Raleigh. Lightly. It's nice of you to do that when you come on and do the not fully produced version. I guess it's lightly plugged, I guess, this one is.
Lightly plugged. That's I like great. That. I like that.
It's good.
I'm going to write that down.
Tell us more about this upcoming project of yours. Sounds intriguing with Southland Mission, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, basically, I've been touring on that record for a little while. I actually, the last time I was on the show was the day that came out. I remember just kind of having that excitement. It was the first time I feel like I put out a record under my own name. I've been playing with people for 20 years, right? So, but it's, yeah, I don't know. It's been a really good year. I mean, I feel like I've learned more in the last year just by being a band leader than I have in 20 years before that.
And the upcoming project with His Golden Messenger?
Upcoming project with His Golden Messenger, which is what you originally asked me.
Yeah, but then I said Southland Mission, which confused everything, so it's my fault.
No, that's going to, yeah, we're about to head into the studio this summer, and we're going to put that record out in September. So it's going to, we're getting it out.
All right, I'm going to leave you time and place, but I have to point this out, that you're going to the Eau Claire Music Festival in Wisconsin, organized by Justin Vernon of Bon Iver.
Yep, absolutely.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
So here's a story. My wife and I lived in Iowa. We went to Eau Claire, Wisconsin to do some cross-country skiing. There are nothing but bars. Nothing. And it was 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and every one of those bars, which is the only business in town, where there were lines coming out the door at 11 in the morning on Saturday. You're going to Eau Claire.
Yeah, it's where I'm from. You know, wow. We were blown away when we came to North Carolina and nobody orders pitchers of beer down here.
I know. I'm from Buffalo. I was like, it blew me away too.
What?
I was like, what about a pitcher?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's got insecticide. There's a pitcher in the bar and that's what it is. There's no beer in it.
There's like the token pitcher up on the wall. It's just like for show.
Phil Cook, always a pleasure. Writer, producer, multi-instrumental performer. His also performs with Megaphone. He didn't even talk about Megaphone. Phil plays tonight, 7:30, the main stage at Raleigh's Artsplosure Festival. Free event, promotes imaginative visual art and, of course, sound. We've got the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Norman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Widarski. Today, North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Phil Cook.
The song's called Gone. There's an old man at the table, and his shadow's growing thin. Oh, he can't see where he's going, and it's fading where he's been. But he had it all, had it all, had it all, had it all, had it all. Had it all, had it all. Then it's gone, then it's gone.